From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian government has selected the tourist area of Lagoy in Bintan District for a pilot implementation of a travel corridor or travel bubble with Singapore. Head of Tourism Office Riau Island, Burali Mar, said at a webinar on Saturday that Lagoy is relatively ready to welcome back foreign tourists. The tourism area management has prepared several efforts to serve travelers amid the pandemic period. In addition to the management's readiness, Lagoy, which is located in an enclave area, supports the implementation of the travel bubble, which is a part of an agreement between Indonesia and Singapore. Naval Base Lantamal 13 said it has ramped up COVID-19 vaccination in Sabatik, Nunukan District, North Kalimantan, which borders Malaysia. Commander of Naval Base 13, Lieutenant Colonel Nonot Eko Febrianto, said while reviewing vaccination of residents at Azdrada 88 building in Sabatik, Nunukan on Saturday. The vaccination drive aligned with the instruction given by Naval Chief of Staff, Admiral Yudo Margono, to work together to break the chain of COVID-19 spread so that the people's economy and life can return to normal. It also supports the government's program to curb the spread of COVID-19 and create herd immunity. The final series of the 2021 World Superbike or WSBK World Championship, which will be held at the Mandalika Circuit, West Nusa Tenggara Province, has been postponed to November 19 to 21, 2021. The Mandalika Grand Prix Association, MGPA, the event promoter, said that the decision was made due to the organizers' consideration of equipment logistics and delivery. However, the delay in organizing the race has not only been caused by technical factors, it also aims to avoid the race to be held at the same time with the final series of MotoGP in Valencia. This will not be the first time Indonesia will host the WSBK series. The country was the host of competition in 1994 to 1997. The return of the series to the nation is eagerly awaited by fans, as sports has a strong fan base in Indonesia. The noon fabric makes in Tenganan Village, Karangasem Bali, received 120 orders from Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno when he visited Tenganan on Friday. Minister Uno would give the fabrics as gift for world leaders attending to the G20 summit in Bali, October 2022. Green Singh Tenun Fabric is one of the superior products of Tenganan Tourist Village. The woven fabric is produced without a machine, so it takes time in the making process. It may take 2 years to design the pattern as it uses double tie technique and the weaving process may need 2 months. Let's move on to the international news. Australia's Victoria State reported 779 new COVID-19 infection and 2 deaths on Sunday, after previous day's record high, as the country's prime minister presses state leaders to be ready to reopen once they meet vaccination target. The daily increase was still the state's second highest after the 847 cases logged on Saturday, as official battle to contain a Delta variant outbreak that has taken root since mid-year. Cuba said on Saturday it had exported its 3-shot Abdala coronavirus vaccine for the first time, sending an initial shipment to Vietnam as part of a contract to supply 5 million doses to the Southeast Asian country. Scientists in the country have developed 3 homegrown vaccines against COVID-19. all of which are waiting to receive official recognition from the World Health Organization. Volcanic explosion spewed red-hot lava high into the air on La Palma on Saturday as a new emission fanned open, forcing the small Spanish island to close its airport and causing long queues for boats off the island. The Cumbre Vieja volcano, which began erupting last Sunday, is entering a new explosive phase. Miguel Angel Morcuende, director of Volcano Response Committee PEVOLCA, said the evacuation currently in place would be maintained for another 24 hours as a precaution. Listener, that was the news. President Joko Widodo delivered his speech virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, last Thursday during the general debate sessions of the 76th United Nations General Assembly. In his speech, President Joko expressed his views on handling the pandemic, global economic recovery, climate resilience, and peace in diversity. He emphasized the importance of giving hope that the COVID-19 pandemic will be handled quickly, fairly, and evenly. According to President Jokowi, the ability and speed among countries in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, including vaccination, is very lame. Even everyone knows that in handling the pandemic, no one is safe until everyone is. The president called on all countries to reorganize the architecture of the global health resilience system.
Diperlukan mekanisme baru untuk penggalangan sumber daya kesehatan global, baik pendanaan, vaksin, obat-obatan, alat-alat kesehatan, dan tenaga kesehatan secara cepat dan merata di seluruh negara.
A new mechanism is needed to quickly and evenly mobilize global health resources, whether in funding, vaccine, medicine, medical devices, and health throughout the country. Standardization of global health protocols is needed in terms of cross-border activities, for example, regarding vaccination criteria, test results, and other health status. Another thing that President Joko Widodo said was related to global economic recovery. The president explained that global economic recovery can only take place if the pandemic is under control and countries can work together and help each other for economic recovery.
Indonesia dan negara berkembang lainnya membuka pintu.
Indonesia and other developing countries open the door widely for quality investment, namely those that open up many job opportunities, transfer technology, increase human resources capacity, and are sustainable. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also conveyed Indonesia's commitment to climate resilience, low-carbon development, and green technology. According to him, the energy and technology transformation process must facilitate developing countries to participate in industrial development and become technology producers. The president also called for the world to remain serious against intolerance, conflict, terrorism, and war. According to President Jokowi, peace in diversity, guaranteeing the rights of women and minorities must be upheld. Furthermore, President Jokowi also mentioned that the potential for violence and marginalization of women in Afghanistan's Palestinian independence, which is far from expectation, as well as the political crisis in Myanmar, must be on the agenda of all countries.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll start today in history with September 22, 1959, when Yogyakarta becomes a special region. Yogyakarta became a special region under the government of Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX and Sri Pakualam VIII on September 26, 1959. The head and deputy head of the Yogyakarta region stated to the President of the Republic of Indonesia that the Sultanate of Yogyakarta and Pakualaman became the territory of the Republic of Indonesia, merging into a single entity that declared as the Special Region of Yogyakarta. It was then officially formed by Law No. 3 of 1950. Let's move on to September 26, 1997, when the Garuda Indonesia plane crashed in Medan. Garuda Indonesia Flight 152 crashed into a fire in a mountainous area in the village of Buah Nabar, North Sumatra province, on September 26, 1997. This accident killed all 234 passengers and crew of the plane. It was caused by the plane crashing into a mountain due to an ATC error and bad weather at that time. To date, this is the worst plane crash in Indonesian history. I'll enter in history with September 26, 1997, when the earthquake in Umbria and Marche, Italy, occurred. An earthquake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale struck Umbria and Marche, central Italy, on September 26, 1997 and killed 281 people. This earthquake occurred at 3:30 local time and caused extensive damage in three cities near the epicenter. It destroys buildings and houses and caused great damage and losses. The earthquake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale was centered about 10 kilometers southeast of the city of Norcia. The tremors were felt all over the Umbria region, even in the capital Rome, which is 150 kilometers from the epicenter.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
listener, in this segment, Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Pravotarov Kostiantin in Ukraine. This time, he was listening to our broadcast in German program through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 35343. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending reception report on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup. Tanpa kamu, aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Secretary to the Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Gatot S. Dewa Broto revealed the agreed rules regarding the arrival and returns of participants in the 20th Papua National Sports Week PON. He explained, to prevent and minimize the transmission of COVID-19, each contingent must come 3 days before the match and return to their respective areas 3 days after competing. So there is no story like in the past on the basis of contingent solidarity they would wait for each other. Gatot S. Dewabroto was speaking in a virtual discussion theme, Government Readiness to Implement COVID-19 Health Protocols during the 20th National Sports Week PON in Papua and the World Superbike in Lombok Thursday. He said all athletes would be required to perform PCR tests upon departures and return. The implementation of the Papua PON, according to him, actually wants to follow the health protocols as enforced at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. However, according to Gatot S. Dewabroto, regarding the issue of budget differences and other rules of the game, the government cannot imitate it as a whole. However, the government along with other stakeholders continue to strive so that PON Papua continues to run smoothly. Gatot S. Dewabroto said that apart from arranging the contingent arrivals and departure scheme, the audience capacity was determined at 25%. According to the agreement that has been set, all matches can be attended by spectators. However, each venue can only accommodate as much as 25%, including officials, health workers, officers, media, and others. He also said that they will evaluate a number of matches that have taken place before the Papua PON is officially open on October 2nd. Meanwhile, head of the supervisor and steering committee of the 20th Papua National Sports Week, Suwarno, assessed that the matches of a number of exhibitions sports on the first day went smoothly and safely. Suwarno said through a virtual discussion in Jakarta on Thursday that the sports that were competed were softball, baseball, and women's water polo. In addition, other exhibition sports which are played are Aikido, Sambo, and Kuras. There were 10 exhibition sports that were competed at the PON 20th Papua before being officially competed at PON the 21st in Aceh, Sumatra.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a message from Messenger, which was sent by O.P. Verma. Hello sir, how are you today? As information, English program is broadcasted through frequency 3325 kHz, which is transmitted from Palangkaraya and also through website voinews.id. Thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Pernahkah kita sadari semua yang telah diberi? Takkan berarti jika kita tak peduli. Aku tak sama denganmu, kamu tak sama denganku. Kita semua tak harus sama. Sejarah tertulis dengan darah dan doa demi Ibu Pertiwi. Jadi bangsa yang mulia ini tanah airku. Tetap bersatu, bebas bicara.
jaya.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Malang is one of the cities in East Java which has many beaches. One of them is Batu Bengkung Beach. It is located in the village of Gajah Rejo, Gedangan District, Malang Regency. This beach is named Batu Bengkung or Bending or Curved Stone because there is a rock that stretches very long between two hills that bend the waves. The location of this beach is not too far from Malang City. It only takes about 2 hours drive. Directly facing the Indian Ocean, this beach has fierce waves. Therefore, it is forbidden to swim here. At certain times, the fierce waves of this beach will be broken by a row of coral that stretches along the coast. Sea water that passes through the row of corals will definitely be trapped in the coral basin. This condition makes the coral basin filled with water like a pond. One of the uniqueness of this beach is the curved rock on the shoreline. The existence of this curved stone is the mainstay icon of Batu Bengkung Beach. You can also find a hill where you can enjoy the beauty around the beach more clearly. When you reach the cliff, you will see a very exotic view in the form of a stretch of rock that extends flat and rises towards the blue ocean. At Batu Bengkung Beach, you can also see beautiful sunset views. This is because Batu Bengkung Beach is one of the coasts facing directly to the west. Therefore, late in the afternoon, visitors would come to this beach to see the beauty of the sunset. Many people also choose to set up camp around the beach. The availability of several required facilities such as toilets, 24-hour parking, and food stalls make visitors more comfortable to linger and enjoy the beauty of this beach. To enter the Batu Bengkung Beach area, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah, while the parking fee is 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for vehicles that will stay overnight. All in all, it's just around $1. Meanwhile, for those of you who wants to camp, there is no additional fee. So if you haven't decided on your vacation spot, Batu Bengkung Beach can be your choice.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Before we end our segment Listeners Mailbag, I want to remind our listeners throughout the world. Have you signed up for Hello Listeners? If not yet, just click the link bit.ly/hl-voi. I'll repeat again, bit.ly/hl-voi, and register now. We will see you in a virtual meeting with Indonesian voice listeners around the world. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song for you.
Thank you.
sabar, lama nian tidak bersua. Sekian lama kita terpisah untuk wujudkan mimpi-mimpi yang terindah. Ingatkah saat bersama susah senang dibagi rasa. Kisah ini takkan kulupa, dan biarlah menjadi kenangan indah. Oh, engkaulah sahabat sejati terbaik yang ada di hati. Senang ku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Sama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati terbaik yang ada di hati. Senang ku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
A group of students from Gajah Mada University UGM Yogyakarta research brown algae as an antiviral for SARS-CoV-2. The SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus is a new disease pathogen causing a global pandemic. The team conducted a series of studies on the potentials on the brown algae Eclonia cava. They found the presence of active compounds in brown algae that could inhibit the viral replication process. Team leader Mumu Mujahid Fatwa said his team carried out research by stimulating the interaction of the active compound of brown algae with the COVID-19 protein using the docking method. This method is used to reduce the risk of failure and reduce research cost. Team members are students of the Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences UGM, namely Luciana Dwi Setiarini, Anadia Salsabila Rahma, and Kintan. This research is based on concern because of the COVID-19 that has hit the world is still mutating. According to the team, research on antiviral compounds in brown algae was carried out in 2013. A group of researchers have observed natural ingredients in brown algae that have active compounds that can inhibit the viral replication process. Mumu Mujahid said, "Brown algae is quite abundant in Indonesia and has been identified as a source of diverse bioactive compounds and has potential in both the pharmaceutical and biomedical fields." The result of this research from the UGM team shows that molecular docking interaction have been successful in inhibiting the protein of the SARS-CoV-2 target virus 3CLpro, so that it can be used as a drug that is compatible with existing antiviral and antimalarial drugs. The occurrence of similarity represents that active compound can be studied further by conducting preclinical tests in monitoring the activities of inhibiting viral replication.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Terpercaya, mungkin tahun ini lebih
baik dari yang sebelumnya. Berhentilah berharap, dia datang memelukku lalu tinggalkan. Sekarang hari berjalan begitu cepat, tak bisa lagi mengingat apa yang terjadi. Semua yang datang lalu pergi hanya menitipkan cerita tentang duka, dan tak ada lagi yang bisa mengerti. Oh, entah kau sekarang katakan semua tentang apa yang harus kau katakan. Yeah, masih ada ruang untuk titipkan senyuman. Katakanlah padaku cerita-ceritamu. Begitu dalam, ceritakan apa sajalah, akan ku dengarkan. Pasti kita ciptakan sebuah senyuman dari semua yang pernah penuh kesenangan.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present you with a song by Virginius. Virginius is releasing a new collaboration single in mid-September 2021. This time, the trio, which carries the electro dance music or EDM genre, collaborated with a singer and songwriter from Thailand, Violet Bottier, in a song called Future Ghost. Unlike the previous upbeat Virginius music, this time they presented something more emotional in this song. The release of the song Future Ghost, along with the official music video, uploaded on Virginia's YouTube channel. This video clip, directed by Vicky Virdaus, was shot in Bali and Thailand. Starring model and actor Richard Kyle, the visual of Future Ghost depicts a bittersweet and emotional love story. The music and vocals of Violet combined with lyrics containing regret and heartache. The interesting thing about this song is that Virginius and Violet are working on this collaborative project online due to restrictions due to the COVID pandemic, which is still ongoing. Listener, here are Virginius and Violet Wattier with the song Future Ghost.
I've been finding it hard to be in the moment, when I know pages are turning, chapters closing. I've been stuck in a war with my heart and my head, missing what are we losing now that it's ending. So I'll hold your extra close, knowing that I'm gonna have to let you go before you're someone that I used to know, used to know, used to know. Oh, I'm talking to a future ghost, ghost.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Kind of pain, tell myself so good and honest.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wasch je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.